You're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast. Today I'm joined by Swanee University of the South head women's lacrosse coach Michelle Dombrowski. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Coach, one game left in the regular season as you guys go up against Birmingham Southern on Tuesday night. You got your team has won six of their last eight games, locked up the number one seed heading into the SCAC tournament. Just talk about where this team is as you guys head into that to that conference title this weekend.
Well, I think we're finally, you know, at a point where we've got everyone healthy. We went through a pretty rough patch at the start of the season where we had, you know, just people in and out with rather strange combinations of illnesses and injuries. So we're hitting our stride now because we've got everyone back and are able to do some things consistently. And I think, you know, they learned some pretty tough lessons our first, you know, opening couple of weeks. And that, quite honestly, has gotten us ready for this point. So as much as we can be upset about some of those losses early in the season, we also know that they've really helped our team get focused and get some things going our way at this point as we head into conference championships.
Looking at your roster, Coach, two of the top five goal scorers in the SCAC are Megan Welton and Molly Arnold, both averaging over three goals a game. Just talk about their play throughout the season and what's impressed you the most with them being able to score the goal.
You know, I think the thing that both of them have in common is that they're very humble players. I mean, they might be averaging over three goals a game, but quite honestly, if we need them to, they can really pour it on and even score more. But they are definitely some of the most unselfish players that I've ever coached, and I think that's allowed them, you know, to earn the respect of their teammates. I mean, Molly Arnold is one of our leading scorers right now, and she missed, I think, four games at the early part of our season with an injury, and has just come back completely on fire. And Meg, you know, people know Meg. She's definitely the key to a lot of how our team works. But, you know, she's definitely someone that plays within herself. She probably right now has more goals on free positions than some teams have taken free positions just because she's so smart with the ball. So I can't say enough about those two, but they're also the recipients of some great passes and some great looks from some of their teammates. So it's definitely, they play well in our team system.
Coach, first year of SCAC lacrosse, just your thoughts on the play of the league and the excitement that your team obviously has having the opportunity to play for a conference championship now at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something that everyone is really excited about in being the first season, but going forward even, you know, just having that tournament atmosphere at the end of the year, you know, while some of us might, you know, be looking postseason, you know, this gives everyone a shot to do that and really, you know, give their athletes something to conclusively, you know, put a cap on the year. So I know we're super excited, and I'm sure the rest of the teams are as well.
Coach, heading into the tournament, although it's not a lot, your team does average the most penalty minutes per game. Is there any concern with that as you guys head into a conference tournament atmosphere?
No, because I think there's some of that comes from the competition that we've been playing. I think we've had, throughout the season, we've had some pretty competitive games. And some games that are going to be close, more so than some games where, you know, if you're up by 10 or 12, there comes a point when, you know, you've got, you know, different players in. And quite honestly, we've done that. You know, some of our players have gotten fouls because they've been getting some minutes that they need. I'm not super worried about that. I think it's, you know, obviously not something that we're excited about, but I also think we've played a lot more games, I think, than some other teams in the conference, and a lot of them have been against some really competitive teams, and those games tend to be more physical. And the good news for us is we've had those games on our schedule, and I feel like we can, you know, take that and use that when we get into the pressures of the conference championship and being able to keep our heads and play under pressure.
Coach, 10-5 on the year, 3-0 in SCAC play, as I mentioned, with that one final game left with Birmingham Southern on Tuesday night. You have earned the number one seed, but obviously with the number one seed, you get a bye to the semifinal and play the winner of the 4-5 game in Birmingham Southern and Millsaps. Not knowing your opponent heading into the tournament and still having to play Birmingham on Tuesday, how does that affect the way you prepare and get this game plan together heading into the conference tournament?
Well, you know, you know, I think our game plan going into conference tournament with Birmingham is probably going to be no different than our game plan tomorrow night going in against Birmingham Southern. And it's really no different than our game plan has been for most of the season. I mean, there's some things that we do pretty consistently, no matter who our opposition happens to be, and really focusing in on what our strengths are. So whether it's, you know, Colorado or Birmingham, or if it were center, had that game turned out differently last week, it doesn't really matter who the opponent is. You know, our, quite honestly, the difficult times we had with a couple games at the beginning of our season were because of, you know, things that we weren't doing, not necessarily things that the other team was doing. So it's just a matter of focusing in on taking care of our end of the field.
Coach, you mentioned your end of the field and things you do consistently. Finally, what are one or two things that the Purple Tigers will focus on this week in practice and really need to continue to do well this week and at the SCAC tournament to get the results that you guys are looking for at the conference championships?
I like to think one of the hallmarks of our team the past couple of years has been, or you know, since we started the past couple of years, has really been our team dynamic and using, you know, the transition game to our advantage, and having, you know, more than one or two players. While Megan Molly has done a great job in doing well for us statistically, you know, it's not a two-person team. And, you know, teams have tried to stop that, and other people just have to step up and, you know, take up some of that slack and maybe shoot a little bit more and score a few more goals than they might have to in some other games. And, you know, as long as we, you know, keep doing that, I think we're going to be good going into championships.
Swanee Head Women's Lacrosse Coach Michelle Dombrowski. Again, the Purple Tigers will open up their SCAC tournament schedule Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. against the winner of the Millsaps Birmingham Southern game. Coach, thanks again so much for your time this morning, and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC championships.
Thank you very much, Russell.